Welcome to our program, Taking Care of Business. It is part of our worldwide Network for Success programming. Taking Care of Business will help you learn how successful managers and business owners manage their businesses, capitalize on opportunities, and overcome adversity. Our objective is to help you understand and apply their insights, then use your expertise in your own business or job so that you can become more successful. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. Here's your host, Joe Chimera.
Welcome to another edition of Taking Care of Business. This is Joe Chimera, your host. Today we're going to be talking with Chris Noggle, and he's with the Flip Out Academy. Welcome, Chris.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Well, flip out is not necessarily an easy term to understand. Tell us a little bit about what it means and what kind of business you're in.
Well, flip out is a results-based education system where we show people and coach people through the difficult things about real estate investing, anything from flipping houses, hence the name flip out, to wholesale and assignment of contracts, as well as properties and also into the rentals.
So I gather you've done a lot of flipping yourself?
We have.
Tell us a little bit about the process. What goes into that?
Since 2006, we've done about 162, 63 projects. I'm starting to lose count. Anything from fix and rehab and flips to lots of rental portfolios and a whole bunch of assignments. I've made just about every mistake you can make in the book. We got educated, 2014. Signed up for a program, spent $80,000 getting educated by the best in the world that do this business, the same people you see on TV. And we've been working with them ever since, directly doing deals together, learning from them, coaching and mentoring some of their students. That's how Flip Out was born.
So you've taken what you've learned and turned it into a school.
Correct.
So tell us more about the school. What is it?
So the school's unique. Basically, what it started as is program we went through, I'm not going to give any names, but they're the second largest real estate education company. They're short or following fortune builders. And we found that once we went through the whole program, we started coaching the students and we kept hearing the same thing over and over and over again. Everybody had the education, but nobody knew how to apply the education. So what we started doing is we set up a coaching program to actually show people how to take that education and apply it in real-world scenarios. Well, that's just the beginning, and I met one guy that led me to meet another guy, and we got connected with an education system that's up in Canada doing very similar to what we're doing now, and we created Flip Out to be the U.S. branch of the education system they were doing. And what was very different about it is it was a needs-based system, meaning you coach and teach a student based on their needs and what they want to learn, and then only what you can apply. So you'll teach them something, and then you'll immediately apply it. Because of that, they retain that knowledge, and then they actually apply it, and they learn from that. And we've had a 100% success ratio with over 92 students now.
Great. Sounds great. So tell us about the kinds of customers you have. You serve?
We serve a lot of different people, but our target market would be entrepreneurs or anybody with an entrepreneur spirit. Because obviously, real estate has got a little bit of that entrepreneurial spirit going on. So we like to find people that either are sick of corporate America, looking for a change, that think real estate could be the answer, that just don't know how to get started. And age ranges, I mean, I used to say it was between 30 and 70, but I mean, we've got 20-year-olds in the program now.
Sounds good. Other than the academy, maybe you can describe a little bit about what the process is. You've talked about identifying some individual specific needs, but then what happens once you've helped them focus in on what they need? Then what do you do then?
Yeah, so we start with a needs analysis, which will be a very detailed fact finder to tell us exactly where they are financially, what they're doing, what they're happy with, what their dreams are, their goals are. We set up basically a 5-year plan for them. Once we figure that out, we know exactly what direction to take them for success. So if they don't have enough money to jump right into flipping, what we'll do is we'll start with wholesale. We'll teach them the methods of finding off-market deals, how to structure those deals, and how to build a buyer's list of investors that will buy the properties they find. And we teach them all the methods for that. And that can make them anywhere from $3,000 to $10,000 per property. They get used to doing that, and they build up a little bit of a nest egg, and then we jump them into either rental portfolios or into their first flip.
Sounds good. So let's talk about financing. One of the challenges most people think about is getting the money to do something like this. How do you help them get the money, and how much do they need, or does it depend on what their goals are?
Okay, so I always start by saying this, and nobody ever believes me, but I make them a believer when they see it actually work. If you find the property, and the property is a good property bought at a deep discount, we will find you the money every single time. I don't care how good your credit is. I don't care what your income is. I don't care what asset you have in the bank. If you've got the asset, it's that good of an asset, we will find you funding for it.
So the thing you hear on TV or other places is that you don't need your own money. You can use other people's money. That sounds like
100% correct. Yeah. And I will go to the grave saying that.
Well, as long as you're producing the money, that's the important thing.
That's true.
Yeah. So what? Let's say that we talk about the skills that somebody needs. They don't need the financing. What kind of skills should they bring to the table? Anything in particular?
Yeah, they absolutely do need some skills. So they have to be willing to work hard. This is not an easy business, and it's a business that requires you to overcome a lot of fear, especially in the early stages, because you don't know what they don't know, and they've constantly heard, you know, the horror stories of real estate. So that's the very first thing we need, is we need someone that's willing to take that leap. Exactly what we call it is leap, and overcome fear and enter into this unknown thing that they're very scared of. But once they see the process and follow our systems and our, you know, our coaching methods, we can get them through just about anything. But we need somebody that's got that mental capacity and that willingness to take that leap. Otherwise, we can't help them.
I see. So are you out looking for customers, or do you find word of mouth as your main marketing skill or marketing activity? What do you do
for marketing? We have lots of marketing campaigns. The main ones that work is digital media. So we're very heavily ingrained with digital media. We actually hire a company that handles all of our digital media. We actually have internal people that do digital media. We create funnels, and the funnels we give away free things. Free things will take them to a product or a workshop that we're putting on. Get them to the workshop, and then from the workshop, we'll basically, you know, tell them about another workshop or a bus tour or another event, and we basically take them through this process. But our marketing efforts really are heavily focused around events. We have an event called Real Investing Network. We do it every single month. It's free for everybody that comes. We give great value. We bring speakers from all over the place. Some of the most famous, investors, we bring them in to speak, and we provide lots of value. And from that event, that's how we promote our events. Anything from bus tours that we do, which is a day in the life of a flipper. We take them on a bus, put them with like-minded people, and then we'll travel around to 4 to 5 properties at different stages of the flip process and show them how we found the deal, how we structured the deal, how we found the money for the deal, and all the good and the bad of what happened with the rehab up to that point.
So I think you've got a bus tour coming up. I know that you might want to promote it widely. So it's on June 10th, correct?
Correct.
And so if somebody wants to sign up or get involved with it, tell us a little bit more about the tour itself. You described it briefly, but is there anything else somebody who might not know about it should know?
Yeah, it's our number one talked about event. It's the one that we keep having repeat customers coming back to. The next event, and we do these quarterly in the summer and the fall month, is June 10th, and it's from 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. What we do is we get everybody together. We sign them in. We give them free t-shirt, we give them coffee, we jump on a Greyhound bus, and we tour the properties. And the best thing is, it's all interactive. We've got two speakers, myself and Bob, my partner, and what we do is we talk about all the different things. We give them a workbook that has all the specifics of exactly how we did the due diligence on each property, so the people can actually see how we found the property, how we actually decided whether it was a good deal, and then all the different steps. But the most questions that come up is always money. How did you get the money to do this? Or how did you find this property? And we don't hold anything back. If you're on that bus, we give you all the secrets. And it's a very inexpensive thing. We charge $97. You do the math, we're not making any money on the bus tour. Sometimes we lose money. But it's a very, very great way for us to show people what this business is like. And we have an unbelievable conversion ratio from the bus tour to our other events.
Great. Well, we're going to ask at the end for how people can contact you. But if they're interested in this bus tour, why don't you give us the specific details of how to get in touch with you?
Sure. You can email us at support@flipoutacademy.com, or you can actually go on to social media, and we have a link that we actually just put up, and that link will allow you to do it. If you don't, if you just want to go to it, you can go to www.flipoutacademy.com/bus tour, and that will get you there. And in a second, I'll pull up the actual link, and I'll give you the online version. But Facebook is a big way we promote these events. That's been our most successful way. So in a moment, I'll give you that.
Yeah. Would you prefer somebody not call you, or can they call you?
No, they can always call 716-800-1892. That will always get them there as well.
Great. We'll get the link maybe near the end when we come back to that.
As we speak. Just put it up yesterday.
Super. So it sounds like your services are a little bit unique. How would you describe the uniqueness of your services compared with what other people do?
That's a great question. Our services are not just unique, they are revolutionary. Nobody's done what we've done. So first and foremost, it's right in our name. It's our mission statement. We're a results-based education system to real estate fulfillment. What that means is all the other programs are very geared toward monetizing you and getting as much money out of you as they can in 6 months. Our program is designed and structured around one basic thing, the results of our students. And that's how we get more students. That's how we continue on. That's how we get our testimonials. We get results for our students, which makes us very different. But the second thing we do is we don't fire hose our students with knowledge, because knowledge is useless if you can't retain it and you can't apply it. So what we do is we imply and give our students the knowledge they need to go out and apply it immediately, but we do that with a coaching model. We'll actually coach them through that. But a lot of people say, well, that's great if we live in Buffalo, but what if I live in Miami? What if I live in California? We've got a whole digital platform, a VR platform that's revolutionary. It's called Lightspeed. Now, Lightspeed is the same platform used by the great Grant Cardone, Les Brown, Tony Robbins, and I could go on for days, Damon John. They all use the same thing, and we partnered with this company. We didn't just buy their software. We partnered with them to be able to offer something that's never been offered before. What we do is a full virtual reality coaching program. So if you've seen it, you know, a lot of people are talking about virtual reality, put the goggles on. What we do is we go out and we film us doing what we do in real estate, anything from finding deals, doing due diligence, walking through and doing scope of work with contractors. Somebody can be sitting on their couch, put the goggles on, and they will feel like they're right there with us. They can look around and see everything. I'll talk to them like they're right there. So that's the education piece. But then that does nothing for application of knowledge. The second piece is this coaching model, the Lightspeed, is you can, if you were a student and you were in Miami and you're walking through a property, we have an app that goes on your phone, and when you're going through the property, you actually, almost like a Facebook Live, you call us up, and we're going to be seeing everything you're seeing through your phone. So you just point the phone at what you want us to see. One of our coaches will be seeing it and coaching you as you walk through the property. So they're right there with you watching it. As long as you point the phone at it, we can coach you on it. So the digital platforms are much less expensive than our full one-to-one coaching models. That's what we're doing that's revolutionary and never been done before.
So you mentioned geography outside of Western New York. Tell us a little bit about where some students might be now and where you might be wanting to be having students in the future.
Sure. So we have about 82 students, I think, and counting in Winnipeg, Canada, Winnipeg and Manitoba. And we have a couple students in California that are just coming on. We have 3 students in Miami, and we're getting very close to opening up a couple other states. We need a little bit of infrastructure in place in each state we open.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. What kind of infrastructure do you need? You need somebody that is going to be geographically located there?
Yeah, we need at least one point contact that can help set us up with contractors, architects, good real estate attorneys. A lot of this stuff can be done online, and our team will go on and do a lot of the due diligence. We won't just bring a student on in an area if we don't have this set up first. It's about a 30-day onboarding program. So if we get a student through one of our digital media platforms that wants to come on in the state, first thing we'll do is we'll start them down the process of getting them into the academy. We'll then start building out an infrastructure and call. And a lot of times, you get really lucky. You call one real estate investor that you know real well in that area, or a coach that's with one of the other programs, and they'll help connect us with the right people. So it takes about 30 to 45 days for us to get that.
Well, so do you think it's worth talking about the Buffalo Investors Group? That seems like a really great group to be associated with, and maybe a source of certain kinds of contractors or people with skills or special knowledge about real estate and a way to get involved in that process?
Absolutely. I think one of the best places any new real estate investor or experienced real estate investor should go is to RIA's, Real Estate Networking Event, because you want to surround yourself around like-minded people that are doing what you want to be doing, and then you want to just talk to them. The most successful people are always the most valuable, and I will say that over and over again. But you go to these meetings and you just ask questions and the people will give you the answers. And that's how you're going to start. That's how you're going to learn. But the common thing you'll start hearing is you got to educate yourself. You got to educate yourself. This is not an easy business. Not a business for a novice to just jump in and think they know what they don't know. They make a lot of mistakes, spend a lot of money that they shouldn't have to. And a lot of times that means they make it in business.
Yeah. Well, that kind of leads me to the next question, and it may depend on how you want to think about it. What do you think the common challenges for somebody who's thinking about doing this but isn't sure where to get started? What hurdles do they need to overcome in the beginning and then down the road a little bit?
I think the main things they need to do is they need to apply themselves. They need to get themselves to these events. They need to, I don't care where you're at in the United States or anywhere, Canada, there's RIAs everywhere. There's real estate meetings where these people go, and you need to start going to those. You need to start meeting the players, the guys and the girls that are doing this business successfully. So that's step number one. Step number two is the common thing that we all face. You need to face fear and you need to get over fear. You need to take that leap. You're never, ever, ever going to be successful in real estate if you don't get over the fear and the what ifs, because the what ifs can all be answered and there's a solution for every single problem, question, and concern you have. But if you don't go out and seek those answers and you don't face that, you're just never going to make that plunge. You're always going to say, well, I would have done it if this, or I would have done it if that. And that's the common theme. Hey, you know, some people are okay with just being average and comfortable, and for them, real estate might not be the right answer.
Right. Well, unfortunately, that's my wife. She and I have invested in some real estate over the years. As you can tell, we're in one of them. But she needs to overcome the fear factor. I'm sorry to say.
I'm well aware of that. My wife was no different. Now she's an animal with this business.
That's good. So let's say someone wants to start a low-risk relationship with you. How do they get started? Would you say the academy is the bus tour is the first one, or is there some other better way to
I would say the bus tour is a great way to see what the business is really like. Now, if you don't go to the bus tour, coming to one of the RIAs, whether it's the Western New York RIA or it's our RIA, the Real Investing Network, we have two events every single month in the Buffalo area, that would be a great start. We do workshops every single month, sometimes two a month, and our workshops range anywhere from $47 to $97. Very inexpensive. We'll give you a ton of knowledge, a ton of information, and you'll learn a lot just by coming to one of those. And we also have online modules, just specific modules for certain things that you might want to learn. They're very inexpensive. They start at $199. Our entry-level Lightspeed platform is only $495. So we have a price point for just about any investor, depending on what their level of involvement they want to be. So if somebody's really serious and they just want to jump right in, our full-on coaching model start at $3,000 and they go up to $20,000, which makes us about half the price of any of our competitors out there.
Great. Tell us a little bit about your products. When I went on your website, which I don't know if you are interested in mentioning this particular website.
Oh, absolutely.
I found an interesting list of products, and so maybe you can tell us a little bit about these.
So one of the things what we did to separate ourselves from all the competitors is not only did we have and create a revolutionary education platform, we also started creating products that are available to the open public. You don't have to be a student to get the product. Products are designed to make real estate investors' lives faster, smarter, and more efficient. So we create all these products not under the FlipOut brand, but under another brand called Canaram. Canaram just simply stands for Canadian North American. We do have operations in Canada. We also have operations in the U.S. We wanted to brand it something separate. Our products are anything from DVDs to books to formatted templates. But the one thing I always say is I'm not the smartest guy. But what I do know is that if I need to learn something, it has to be at a fifth grade level. All of our products and tools are designed at a fifth grade level so that anybody can use them, get results in less than 3 minutes. That's our sole thing. So when we code and make our templates, we literally have a target of 3 minutes. If I can't get through the whole thing in 3 minutes, it's a useless product to me.
Hmm. Well, unfortunately, I haven't learned that lesson. A lot of my materials are much more detailed and take a lot more than 3 minutes. So maybe I'm not doing the right thing. Tell us a little bit about the people you work with. You mentioned your wife. How did you and she work together? Does she specialize in something? Do you specialize in something?
Yeah, so one of the things I always talk about is, yes, we're in real estate education, but we're also real estate investors and very, very, at a very high level. My wife runs the real estate business. She does all the design, works with all the contractors. I just write the checks, basically. And she does all of that with our real estate business. And we're always, at any given time, we have 10 or more properties going at any given time. So she runs that aspect of the business where I focus my time and energy on Flip Out Academy. I also have a team. So I have another partner, Bob. Now, Bob is, he's renowned. I mean, you Google his name and you'll see him in Forbes. You'll see him in all the magazines. He's infamous in this business and got a very, very strong reputation. His strengths are digital media and websites. So that's what he focuses a lot of his time on. So that he's part of the team. And then we also have a sales team of guys that just obviously go out and they do sales and they do client relations. We have an acquisitions team, which goes out and finds properties. Because one of the things that's important is in the beginning, when you first get into this, the hardest thing is being able to find the properties, being able to find those lucrative off-market deals. We created a whole acquisitions division where we're onboarding a lot of properties. So if people have properties, they bring them to us. We'll do the due diligence, and then we'll pass them on to our students if they're interested. That helps them get a fast start. We teach them how we found the deal so they can come and duplicate it. We don't want to just fish for people. We want to teach them how to fish. And then we also have a marketing team. We have a customer relations team. So we have a pretty good team, and without them, we would do nothing.
Well, now you've piqued my interest. I happen to know of a property that I think might be the kind that you might want to purchase and then resell. So let's say I have this idea that of this particular property. Can I just get started by telling you where it is and developing that, or what would – is that a good way to start, or is there something better for me to do?
That's a great way to start. So let's just say you know of a property. You might not own it. And you might not have it under contract. If you send us that property address, we're the contact to get it. If we line that property up and we buy it, we pay a bird dog fee, and those bird dog fees go anywhere from $500 to $1,000. That is the lowest risk way you can get into real estate because there is no risk. All you need to do is identify the property and bring it to us.
So do I fill out a form? Or just I'll call you on the phone and say, yes, 12345 Main Street. And
yeah, a lot of times what it starts with is somebody just calling us and say, hey, I found a property. You know, I'd like to give it to you, but I just want to make sure that I'm going to get something. We have a one-page agreement. It's a legal document that basically just says we'll pay you $500 per dog if and when we close on the property.
Right. Great. I use a similar method, so I think that's a great idea. You mentioned virtual reality and other maybe a little digital stuff about website. Tell us about what you do with technology, most of its facets, if you can.
Yeah, so technology is everything in our business. Formerly, these models were always done by events, and it's very cumbersome, very hard, labor-intensive. So what we've done is we've created everything digitally. So whether it's filming for coaching modules and everything else, it's all on our platform, Lightspeed. And it is a virtual platform. So what that basically means is when you log on to our Flip Out Lightspeed platform, it literally will communicate with you. It will say, how much time do you have today? You tell it, like 5 minutes. Great. Well, here's what we can get done in 5 minutes. Oh, I have a half hour. Well, let's do this in a half hour. I have an hour. Great. We can cover all these. The platform is literally going to interact with what your wishes are and will give you the knowledge and the information based on what you tell it you want. And then the virtual reality piece is so that you get that one-on feeling of being right there. And that's the part we're still developing out and it's going to continue to develop. Brand new. That's what's not, it's never been done before.
That's what I was going to ask you. What do you see coming in the future? So you're beginning this VR initiative. Mm-hmm. What else might come down the road with that? What do you see as expanding or enhancing it?
Well, what I see is a lot more being done with virtual reality, but I see it being two parts. I see one part being the teaching and the education piece, which would be done with the goggles, because then you get the mm-hmm. real experience. But the problem we've found with virtual reality is when you put those goggles on, you can actually get sick if you do it for too long. So our virtual reality modules are anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes. The second piece is you have to be able to apply that knowledge, which is where we're developing. It's not fully done. It's an app that works very much like Facebook Live, but it's directly linked back to our system. So when you go through or you're finding a deal or you're doing a phone call, whatever it is, you just turn on this app and it's going to give us a live feed to what your camera is showing. And we can literally coach you through just about anything, no matter where you're at. We can help you get through it. And we also have networks of lenders across the United States that we can get you money with.
Great. This may be a sensitive subject, but I'm sure you're going to tell us an important thing. You mentioned earlier about you didn't always do the right thing. What would you say the worst failure was, and what did you learn from it that has made you more successful?
Gosh, how do I pick the worst one? There's been so many bad ones.
Just pick one.
All right, so we had bought a property in Georgia. It was our first property outside of the Buffalo area. It was, everything looked good. The numbers checked out. It was, it was a dream deal. And we got in touch with a realtor, and the realtor told us everything we wanted to hear. So we leaped at it. We did it. Now, I made some major mistakes. Number one, I didn't want to use any of my own money. So I found a lender that would lend 100% of the purchase and rehab. It did that, but that came at a massive cost, about 10 points. I think we paid 15% interest, which based on all my calculations was fine if we sold the property inside of 6 months. Where we failed, didn't do our research, is in Georgia, houses that sell above $300,000 don't sell fast. They just don't. It's kind of like here over $500,000. So we paid all this money to finance this property on the hope that we'd sell it in 6 months. Well, it didn't. It took about 9 months to sell. And we ended up losing about $44,000 on that property. So I would say that was a very important learning lesson, is don't just know your numbers, know your markets.
Well, I made a bad mistake once. We bought a property, and it just happened that as we were buying it, the housing market turned down. And so we weren't able to sell the property in sufficiently good time and lost money on it, unfortunately.
It does happen.
So how would you... Can you look out ahead and see what's happening in the real estate market and say, oh, this is really not a good time to do this? Or does your system really make that immaterial?
Well, it does, because we talk a lot about target marketing and we talk a lot about time. And time is your worst enemy in this business, unless you're getting into rentals. Then time's your best friend. So when you're getting into flipping, you always want to make sure that you're overcompensating for how long it's going to take you to finish. Because every time you get into a project, there's unforeseen that come up. So how we do that is if somebody says, I think I can get through this in 6 months, we double it, or 3 months, we'll double it to 6 months. Or if they say it's going to take me 6 months, we'll tell them to do 12. Run your numbers on 12, and I know you think you can do it in six, and if you do, great, you'll just make more money. We also always, always, always make our students put in a contingency of no less than 10%.
Great. Okay, well, we're getting close to the end of our time. Let's talk a little bit about your vision, your organization's vision for the future. What do you see coming down the road?
Yeah, so our organization is growing leaps and bounds, and some of the big initiatives are obviously the virtual reality, and we're going live with virtual reality July 1st, and we're going to be pushing it out very heavily because we see that as the future. And we have competitors. We technically have three main competitors that we've targeted and done SWOT analysis on, and all three of those companies are growing at about 600% a year. It doesn't even seem real, but it is real. And our target is $15 million in 5 years, and we have a detailed plan of how to hit that number. But to hit that number, we have to scale up very quickly, which means we need to find additional investors to put capital into the company. Our direction that we're going to go is going to be, number one, a lot of focus on our events. We're going to focus heavily on events. We're going to focus very heavily on digital media and getting content out there. And when I say that is, I firmly believe in if you give, you get. So all of our live that we do, our Facebook Lives, or anything we put out on digital media, it's all free. And it's great knowledge, great information. We're going to continue to do more and more of that. And then because of that, people will want to work with us, and because of the testimonials and results people are getting. And that's how we're building. So those are the main initiatives, but obviously 100% focused on the digital and the virtual reality right now.
Well, it's been a great interview. And again, what I want to make sure is people know how to get a hold of you. So tell us all the various ways they might get a hold of you.
Sure. Everybody pretty much has Facebook now, so the best way to check us out and follow all of our stuff is on Facebook. You just look up Flip Out Academy. And also, if you want to check us out online, we have a great website that's always being improved, and that's www.flipoutacademy.com. If you're interested in the bus tour, you can go to flipoutacademy.info/bus tour. and that will take you to a link with a video that explains the bus tour where you can actually reserve your seat. And any of our other events that we have coming up, we have our prop swap, which is an exchange where you can come and bring properties or bring a checkbook and actually make a deal right there. That's June 22nd at 5:30 p.m. And then we have our Real Investing Network every single month. The next one is June 22nd from 6:30 to 9:30 at the Wyndham Garden Hotel on Main Street.
Great, Chris. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
My pleasure.
If you have a successful business and would like to participate in a future program, call 575-RESULT-6 any time of the day or night. Taking Care of Business is sponsored by Consulting Task Force. CTF is a full-service management consulting firm known for providing personalized end-to-end business-building methods, as well as cost-saving tools and techniques focused on improving your business. CTF helps your business grow and prosper. If you missed some or all of our show, you may view it again by logging into our website. This free sign-in provides you with many benefits. Just visit www.network.